Hello, my name is Dr. Miola Sia Fernandez, and I'll be presenting a poster titled Factors Leading to Vaccine Hesitancy in Women and Using Social Media to Promote Vaccine Uptake. It's a community-based project in Rajasthan, India. This project is a combined effort by Immunize, which is a part of PI India, and IP Global Rajasthan. This project was built on the existing project called Project Manzil, which is an initiative between the government of Rajasthan and IP Global. The project works with the Rajasthan Skill and Livelihood Development Corporation to reach out and mobilize young women above 18 years old to enroll them in Rajasthan Skill and Livelihood Development Corporation skill centers, and to link them with businesses for decent form of employment in Rajasthan across 6 districts. So how and why did Immunize and Project Manzil team collaborate on this community project? On 28 June 2021, the government of Rajasthan passed a mandate to have at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine in order to enter public places to boost the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Subsequently, a month later, that is in July 21, the National Skill Development Corporation, that is NSDC, skill development centers in Rajasthan were reopened with 50% capacity and compliant with the mandate. This was when the team Manzil realized that there was no evidence whether the young women associated with Project Manzil had been vaccinated. So IP Global collaborated with Immunize to form this project. This project aimed at evaluating the rate of vaccine uptake among women registered at NSDC in 6 districts of Rajasthan. The objective behind this was to provide necessary gender-based targeted intervention to facilitate their attendance and increase vaccination coverage through the dissemination of scientific research. This social behavioral cross-sectional initiative was based across 6 districts in Rajasthan and was conducted in 3 phases: the pre-intervention survey, intervention, and post-intervention survey. The entire project ran from July to September 2021. The population or cohort in this study included all young women attending NSDC centers within the 6 districts and registered with Project Manzil. We conducted a telephonic survey across 6 districts of Rajasthan over 3 weeks. All young women attending NSDC centers in these 6 districts were included in this study. The survey assessed socioeconomic attributes, medical conditions, vaccination status, perception regarding COVID-19 vaccine, and sources of information for health issues. We selected 4 surveyors and provided them training on surveying with regular quality assurance reviews. The intervention was based on the results of pre-intervention survey. Following a preliminary analysis of the pre-intervention survey data, a customized intervention was designed for this women. The intervention was designed by a team comprising of doctors, public health experts, health communication experts, data scientists, medical content designers, social media experts, and a community outreach team working closely with these women. We came up with a 3 approaches intervention program. The first was designing posters for COVID-19 appropriate behavior and promoting COVID-19 vaccinations for display in the NSDC centers. Second, we designed content in the form of infographic, short reels, videos, and FAQ PDFs in Hindi. disseminate information about COVID-19 vaccination, their common side effects, and its effect on menstrual and reproductive health. Across various social media channels like WhatsApp groups, Telegram, Facebook, etc. This content was designed to be delivered to these young women at a frequency of 2 to 3 content pieces every day for 7 days before conducting the third part, that is the webinar. We conducted online webinars using Zoom and Facebook Live. Here, the female doctors explained about COVID-19 vaccination and went over the most common myths using simple illustrative graphics. As identified in the pre-intervention survey, many queries and doubts were related to COVID-19 vaccination and their effects on menstrual and reproductive health. Hence, it was considered a good opportunity to spread awareness about menstrual and reproductive health. The webinar was thus split into 2 parts. The first part focused on COVID-19 vaccines and their common side effects. The second was focused on good vaginal and menstrual health practices, the myths around COVID-19 vaccines and their effect on menstrual and reproductive health. Following the presentation, the floor was open to the girls for asking any questions or doubts relating directly to the health specialist. Following the webinar, a self-administered post-intervention online questionnaire was shared among the attendees to rate their intervention experience and understand their likeliness to get vaccinated. The survey was kept open for a week post the sessions. We conducted descriptive summary statistics and data visualizations using Stata and Tableau. Pearson Chi-square, ordinary least squares, regressions were conducted. We also built a vaccine hesitancy index. Coming to the results, for the pre-intervention survey, we found a total of 1,668 respondents who responded from a total of 5,000 young women. Among those invited to participate, most of them couldn't be contacted or were unable to attend to the phone calls. 24.2% reported that they had taken both the COVID-19 vaccine, and 17.9% were yet to take their first dose. During the intervention, on day 1 and day 2 of webinar, among these, a total of 37 questions were asked, out of which 10 were related directly to COVID-19 vaccines. The rest of the questions were about menstrual health and hygiene. For the post-intervention survey, 787 answered the questionnaire, out of which we found 560 respondents, which were common between both the surveys. The respondents said that they especially liked the topic of menstrual health, and almost more than 95% of the webinars rated that the webinars and posters were good or great. To conclude, health mandates should be accompanied by dissemination of health information to communicate the positive public health benefits. Lack of knowledge can lead to insuation of misinformation among the public, giving rise to paramount fear and long-term resistance to access preventive health care. If you have any questions regarding the project or the topic, please feel free to contact me. Thank you.